Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think when JP comes back, I think that's a conversation that we'll have internally to see what's best for the football team. Whether it's, he and Herbig and Sua Opeta now, guard rotation, or is it JP back at left tackle? Those are just options that we have, which we really haven't had many options here lately. And it gives us, I think the best availability for these players, for our offensive line moving forward.
All right, the Eagles activate the 21-day practice window for four players, most notably Jason Peters and Jalen Reagor. So they can come back, they can practice, and at some point when they're ready, they can come back and play. That might mean on Sunday night, that might mean after the bye week, but it's been activated. So I think the question is, and T.J. Edwards and Rudy Ford are the other two players that have been activated, but the meat and potatoes, Jason Peters and Jalen Reagor. Obviously, when Jalen Reagor's back and ready to play, you put him right in there and you let him make plays. But Jason Peters, is the one question to where, now what do you do?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where does Jalen Reagor play?
Wherever DeSean Jackson played, I would say last week.
Yeah, but the difference is, isn't that John Hightower's spot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think he can play some in the slot.
Here's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if Rager's natural position is where Fogum is at right now.
Hmm.
That's what I'm wondering. Because they didn't start the season there. They started the season with Reagor as a starter, opposite DeSean Jackson.
Yes. Yeah, no, you're right.
That's all. I don't know if they – listen, they have to work it. Now, there is a difference between the X receiver and the Z receiver, being on the open end of the line of scrimmage, meaning that you can be off the line of scrimmage. If you're on the same side that the tight end is on, you got a little bit of an easier release because they can't get a jam on you at the line of scrimmage versus
being on the line of scrimmage.
Yes, versus being on the open end side.
So who would benefit more from that, the smaller guy? I mean, because Reagor's not like a
– Yeah, he's not a big guy.
No, yeah.
Right? Him and Hightower are pretty much the same size, right?
Yeah, Hightower might be a little bit taller, and I think Reagor's definitely
faster.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see how they use it. And didn't they play Reagor in a slot some?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he can move around, and Fulgham actually has shown that he can move around a little bit too. So,
Ward can only really play in
the
slot.
He can play
the
slot, right? Yeah. So he's probably going to see the least of – he's going to see more snaps than Hightower probably, because Hightower's not out there a lot.
But, and Hightower only plays on the outside.
Yep. Yeah. And listen, that's if he's only getting two targets a game, but he's catching a ball for 40 or 50 yards, you'll take it.
Oh, sure.
You'll take
as
it for sure.
As long as he catches them.
So what do you do with Jason Peters?
That's going to be interesting. A couple weeks ago, felt confident you can put him at right guard because we felt like the left tackle position had stabilized itself. After that Giants game, I'm not so sure if that's the case. Now, the only thing I don't know that the coaches would know was Jordan Mailata's performance impacted by Sua Opeta's performance.
Mm.
Right? If you got a bad left guard next to you, what does that do for you at left tackle? Are you creating issues there, meaning Opeta, that Mailata didn't have to deal with the week before or 2 weeks prior? So the coaches would know if Jordan Mailata really took a step back or just that left side was impacted because Opeta was so bad over there.
Sure, it didn't help.
And left side. So,
is it a fluid situation?
If that's the case, I think it is a fluid situation to get to the answer to your question. but I would consider Jason Peters at left guard.
Mm.
Put him next to Mailata. That way, he's on the left side. You can also coach Mailata through playing over there and talk him through little games and blitzes and things of that stuff that's coming at you. You're on the left side. You're more natural side. And then what do you do at right guard? But then here's my other question. When is Isaac Seumalo coming back? He's your left guard.
Yeah, so then what happens?
Then what happens? Right.
I guess that's a good problem to have if you have one too many healthy linemen.
I think we all can agree the less Matt Pryor and Opetta's out there, the better.
Oh, absolutely.
The better.
But is Herbig done enough to where you don't want to take him off the field? Probably not.
No, he's not. Yeah, I'm not comfortable with him out there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so like how I see it is if Mailata looks bad again this week, Sunday night, right, then you might want to think about, like, hey, listen, he showed promise, but what's best for the team right now is putting JP back
Peters
there.
Out there, yeah.
And by the way, it might only last for a quarter or two.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind it won't last the rest of the season. That's for sure.
Right. So,
yeah.
But does that mean Mailata's now off the field, right, to which you don't want?
Right.
You don't want him off the field.
And
I think that's why they
– well, and they don't know about Andre Diller, and they would rather have Mailata out there
learning
on the job. So that's why I think he ultimately stays at left tackle.
And JP says – so you're telling him, like, listen, you're still playing.
But you're the left guard.
But you're the left guard.
Yeah. He needs to give money back to go back there.
Let's not push it.
Yeah, listen. Jack, good luck.
I'll do it. I don't care anymore. Like, he is so annoying.
We have his number.
The fact that that dude hamstrung this team, made them spend $3 million to get his bum back to left tackle,
listen,
is embarrassing.
I'll shoot him a text.
Would you just, honestly, would it be the worst thing in the world if you just cut him right now?
I don't think we can afford to. Well, not.
No.
I don't think we can. How can we? Did you see the last game?
No.
I know, but it's just so
Jack,
embarrassing.
I do not need to see Sua or Jamone Brown out there ever again.
Right. That's what I'm worried about.
Going to get your quarterback killed.
Yes.
He'll be fine. Have you seen him this year?
He'll be fine.
He's bucking all over the place.
He'll be fine until he's not.
Right.
He's lucky he's fine.
Yes.
Do what you should have done before the season, and just cut him. Just cut him, and don't give him the satisfaction of coming back here and stealing more of our money.
How about this, Jack? How about they just deactivate his card? You hide in the bushes. You know, by where the thing goes up and down to let people in?
Yeah.
And you can film it. Him not getting in and his reaction, all right?
I'm sure that'd go well.
Well, we'll see. Listen, it's not necessarily an open and shut
no, it's not.
Easy decision.
No, it's not.
It's not. Now, if Mailata plays a great game on Sunday, I think the decision is made for you. And we don't know when Peters is going
to
be ready.
What I think they should do, they should just leave Jordan at left tackle.
Isn't that more important to the future of the team?
Yes.
Like, what matters?
Yes.
What matters more?
Yes.
Seeing if Mailata can play left tackle or getting Peters back.
That matters more.
It matters more than Hightower losing some reps because somebody else is coming on. You're right. This matters much more. Because
the left tackle matters more.
He's going to struggle. Right? Like, you're going to have games like you had last week where he looks bad, right? But that's part of it. He wasn't a first-round draft pick, right? Even first-round draft picks get beat.
He's never played football before 3 years ago.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, right. I think you leave him out there and just let him finish.
Mm. All right. Back to the phones. We have Steve in Boston. Steve's listening on the radio.com
app.
Steve, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Hey.
What's up, Steve?
The more I hear Doug talk, the more he concerns me. His answers. I mean, I got a question. How many plays, though, are there in the red zone? There's only so many red zone plays, and then you can't run other plays out of the playbook?
That is not the case, Steve.
You're not going to throw a 40-yard pass when you're inside the 15-yard line, but don't all the running plays sort of work?
Yeah, I hear you. Was he talking specifically about the red zone or the two-point conversion?
They asked him what happened with the play. With the play that he didn't call timeout and
Ravens game.
Yeah.
So he ran out of
two-point
plays or red zone plays?
Jack, can you find it? Yeah, Jack will pull it up so we can hear exactly what it was. But listen, Steve, I agree with you. Like, we've seen Doug be really good before, and what we've seen the last couple of weeks, in my opinion, is not very good.
It's sort of sporadic. He goes into this off tackle. We're not running the ball at all. And really, that Opetta guy spent more time in the backfield than Carson Wentz.
He really did, yes.
Why would you run – off the left guard. They ran the quarterback sneaks twice off of the left guard, and he is a weak spot. I'm not criticizing him. They put him in a game and he's not ready.
Yeah.
Mm.
But But I think JP's got to go back to one of the guard positions. And, yes, they can win a playoff game, but not if they're banged up. If they're healthy and have most of their offense, if they don't have a strong offensive line, you know, they're,
yeah,
they
they're
won't
cooked.
Be.
Mm. Yeah. Good call, Steve. So
we
got to
get our running game going, too, man.
Yep.
I mean, those explosive runs that Miles had in, against Pittsburgh and Baltimore were nice. But if you take those away, the other carries in those games, man, we're not getting a whole lot. Whenever he comes back, and Boston was nice what he did out of the backfield, and they got some nice draw plays when they had the Giants on their heels, and the Eagles was going sort of no huddle, and so those yards at the end of the game were a little bit misleading.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of Boston's yardage came in that fourth quarter. There was a 2.5 quarter period there where we couldn't run the ball, we couldn't pick up third and ones,
yep,
third and twos. Right, we're running quarterback sneaks from a yard and a half away.
No, I agree. There really hasn't been.
You don't do that if you feel confident in your running game.
No, you're right.
You give the ball to the running back and let him run between the tackles. You're not running a quarterback sneak from a yard and a half away.
Yeah, Miles has hit the home run a couple times, but as far as grinding out 5 yards of carry, he has not.
Yeah.
No, he is not. I mean, because you get the question a lot, why don't you run the ball more? And in a lot of those games, because they couldn't run it. Right, so good luck telling Doug to run the ball more when he's getting 1 yard a carry. He's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it.
So, Jack, we have the so is this from after the Ravens game with Ange?
Yes.
All right, so here's Doug.
One of the things, and this is something that I know most people probably won't understand or at least don't know, is, you know, on those last two drives to score, we basically exhausted every red zone play that we had on our call sheet. So there were a couple of plays that we had to rely on some of our veteran guys.
Man.
There you go.
Well, make sure you come in with extra plays the next time.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. How about you just script one up real fast?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, 215-592-9494.
Yeah, over-prepare.
Yeah, pretty sure that you'd be able to come up with something on the fly, Doug. Just saying.
Well, stop going, for 2,000 times during a game, and maybe you'll have more red zone plays.
Because that is part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, like, I just want to see more consistency, right? Like, yet 1 week you go for it on a 4th-and-4 from you know, it could be a long field goal. You go mm-hmm. for it. The following week you don't. Right? Like, why? Why did you go for it here? You didn't go for it there. If you want to always bring up analytics, well, the analytics the same. You're just picking and choosing when to use it. Like, that's not good. That's not good. He's going with his gut. That's what that's what he's been doing. He's been going with his feel, and it's been wrong. 215-592-9494.
Nothing like having a bad gut feeling. Meaning that the decision is wrong.
Yeah. You've been striking out on some of these. Mm-hmm. Marks and Reese. Today's program brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Home gating is here. Order Chickies and Pete's to go for your watch party. Chickies and Pete's, official caterer and proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Back, we'll get into it. When Peters comes back, what would you do with them? And how good can this team be when they get healthy? Just a division winner or more? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Marks Reese.
What's poppin'?
We are back.
I love that song.
Good beat. An old school feel to it, you know what I mean? Like a 90s, mid-90s.
Jack Harlow, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Very nice. We're back. Brandon Graham Show's coming up.
What?
Brandon Graham Show's coming up at 6 o'clock. Every Monday at 6 o'clock, Howard Eskin, myself, Brandon Graham. We won't be at Chickies. So bring Chickies to you on your way home. Grab some crab fries, wings, some Chickies, six-pack of Miller Lite, and listen to the show brought to you by Miller Lite and Chickies and Pete's, indoors and outdoors, socially distanced. For the best in-game experience. Brandon with a huge play to more or less end the game right there mm-hmm. on Thursday night. So now we spend the day yesterday. Some people picking pumpkins. Jack was picking pumpkins, I think.
No. Jill took care of pumpkins a couple weeks ago.
There you go.
Early.
Well, hold on. It was girls' weekend. Were you all alone this weekend?
No. I played golf on Saturday.
Okay.
Absolutely striking.
That a boy.
Oh, felt good to get it back out there.
Yeah, you were good?
Oh, yeah. Third round of the year. I'd been playing terrible heading up to it. And then Saturday, it was like, all right, I'm back. We're good.
All right, good.
It was good to be back out there.
We got to get out there together one day next year.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen this year.
No.
No, it's not.
We're past Ike golf weather now.
It's too
cold. You don't like to golf in the. Yeah, yes. I love the people that golf in the 30s. Like,
no,
sorry. Right.
No, not doing that.
No, that's playoff golf weather. Come on, man. That's when the real golf is played.
Well, good for you. Did you watch Red Zone all day yesterday, Jack?
I don't have Red Zone.
I figured.
What? I'm pretty anti Red Zone. You know, what? I like watching the full game, not just the highlights. So I don't. I'm not a big Red Zone guy.
I couldn't get enough of it yesterday.
Like, here's what I've learned from trying to watch a regular game.
Yeah.
As opposed to Red Zone, I don't want to.
Exactly.
It's slow.
Exactly.
Watching a regular game is slow.
And unless it's the Eagles or the Super Bowl, I don't care to watch the whole game.
Yeah, I have no interest. No, really, like, because there's too many commercials and there's too much this, too much that. Yep. So I'm watching the Redskins the Washington football team in the Cowboys game.
Yeah.
And like I'm trying to watch
regular TV.
Yes, on regular TV. I lasted 3 minutes, man.
Yeah, there's no way I can watch that.
Out.
Yeah, there's no way I could do it, man.
No
how?
Way.
But here's what I
Which
don't
is
get.
Why I have problems staying up for Sunday night games.
Because it's only one game. I'm
yes.
so with you. I get
bored.
That's
why I can't never stay up to watch it.
Yep.
Why don't you gamble on it? Then you'll stay up. You'll be locked in. That's what you got to do.
Well, I'm kind of.
Last night's game was.
I got fantasy football players out there.
Right. And last night I had a bunch playing.
Yeah, I was going against guys that I didn't like.
Yeah, if you went against Kyler Murray
against,
this week.
Did you go against Tyler Lockett?
Lockett, yes. My goodness.
Man, yeah, when he goes off, he goes off. Three touchdowns and 200 yards.
Unbelievable.
Meanwhile, I played TK in the WIP League. He had Kyler Murray and still only had 70 points.
Nah, TK has the worst fantasy football roster.
He got the worst team in the league, man.
No, I know, but I can,
by
like,
far.
That's Upper Moreland on Upper Moreland crime.
I have an Upper Moreland football sweatshirt
right.
on today.
I like that sweatshirt. It's a good sweatshirt you got on.
Yep.
Like that.
Undefeated. Put up a 63 burger on Friday night against PW.
Don't tell me you jumped on their wagon, man.
I always support my come on, the coach gave me this sweatshirt, man. Look at that.
I like the sweatshirt. It's a very good one.
Were you an honorary captain one game? Were you
no.
doing, were you in the Ike Reese role? Were you were trying to fire the team up for the game?
No, I would not. I would not have interest in doing that. But I'll go to the Thanksgiving game against Happer Horsham when they have it. I'll go to some other games too. Not
Listen,
this year.
Well, I don't, yeah. Anti-Happer Horsham.
Don't sell yourself short, dude. You are now an Upper Moreland celebrity.
I am.
Hall of Famer.
That's true.
Yes.
That's
like,
true.
Don't sell yourself short, bro. So you could get that halftime or pregame speech nomination.
Well, I could, but I wouldn't want to get that because I wouldn't want to have to, you know. It's a lot of responsibility. They go out and lose after I give them the speech?
Oh, believe me, my record isn't good in giving pregame speeches.
The most noteworthy Upper Moreland alum is Jill Biden. Joe
wow.
Biden's wife. Yep.
Yeah.
Could potentially have the first
you
lady of the United
that.
States. Yeah, she graduated with my dad, 1969, Upper Moreland.
What?
Upper Moreland High School. My dad went to school with her.
Were they friends?
I mean,
of course. What was she like? What was she like in high school?
I you know what? That's a great question. I don't know.
Was she voted most likely to succeed?
You know what? If she wasn't, then they got it wrong. That's for sure. They got it wrong. Hold on. Who's on the phone? Is this Eagles Shirley?
Ah.
Is on the phone Eagles Shirley. Are you kidding me? What's up, Cheryl?
Hey, family.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Hey, family, listen, friends.
I'm glad you haven't forgotten about the little people.
No, I've been meaning to call. My work hours is just against, you know, the time I work and mm-hmm. Your hours, and sometimes I get off at 6-7 o'clock, and I'm like, oh.
I mean, and plus you got other responsibilities.
Got to promote her.
Yeah,
movie.
You got to promote your movies mm-hmm. and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I heard your voice is up in it.
Is it
maybe next year? The film.
Is it really?
Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Did we get any clearance on that? Did they run that by me?
I don't know how that stuff works. You know.
No, but how was it? How was it doing it? Was it good?
Yeah.
Let our audience know. Let our audience know what we're talking about.
So, I've been blessed. Me and a few other Eagle fans are part of a documentary, a nice journey called Maybe Next Year, the Philadelphia Eagles Journey to the Super Bowl. And the stuff that was captured, and actually it's coming out on November the 10th on DVD, Amazon, Apple TV,
okay.
TV on demand. But you can get if there's any more tickets left, is one showing left at the Cinema Oaks PA Drive-In movie theater.
Oh, it's right up by me.
I will be in attendance. Yes, I
get
will.
Get out of here. So how ironic, Shirley, that so they choose four kind of Eagles super fans to follow during the 2017 season. They call it maybe next year. Okay. It ends up being the year the Eagles finally freaking win the Super Bowl. How ironic is that?
Oh, so it's from that year.
Yes.
Yes, listen, the crazy. You know what? How crazy that year was? Just think about the simple fact that I was just talking to John Gonzalez, Eileen Wolf's husband.
Yeah.
I was just talking to him. He just interviewed me. And
damn,
I said, you know,
the Ringer.
John,
yeah.
Yeah. The simple fact that 2017, how about we had a draft? The draft was here.
Yeah.
Come on. Think about the things that was going on prior to us winning the Super Bowl. The draft was here on a parkway. Like, that was just by itself fabulous. Then we had Joe from at the Jets. He was here with
Howie Joe Douglas.
Oh, Joe Douglas, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Douglas. Just all the little pieces that was happening, and we was getting certain people, you know, blind and
Patrick Robinson, AJ Patrick Robinson, and
just all it just, and then it just happened, and boom, it went away. But that year was so special.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that, it's gone. Yep,
we're back to being us.
I know, but you know what? It's, you know what? I wouldn't have no other way. I know the Eagles drive us crazy. You want to just punch the TV. You want to yell. You want to scream. But then when something wonderful happens, like a crazy play, you like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You, everybody all happy and stuff. It's just, we can't have it. John said it, but he said, Shirley, we can't have nothing straight and narrow.
No.
Everything got to be hardcore.
Yes.
Everything got to be
earned.
Yes. Yep. That's why we won the Super Bowl with our backup quarterback.
That's the only way we would have done it. Yes. Shirley, now this isn't your typical Dallas week here, and today's the Monday of Dallas week. Are you going to be able to rev yourself up by Friday?
Listen, I could go now, baby. What are you talking about? It doesn't matter. I'm ready. I was watching games. Like, I was listening to y'all. I'm turning NFL Network. I'm turning anything they got to do with football so I can watch some of the games. And the common thing that I noticed is how a lot of these kickers are not – they not doing the fire. Because the simple fact that y'all can't kick the 3 points.
Oh, man, Shirley, and then you dropped. Sorry. Man, I don't like the feeling of that.
What?
Well, Eagle Shirley has a perfectly good phone. We ask about the Cowboys.
Oh.
She starts to fade.
How about Eagle Shirley, man? They know how to find Eagle Shirley, man. I'm telling you. You do something on fans in this city, they find Eagle Shirley.
Yeah, she's one of the...
Like, seriously, since I was a player, I've been seeing Eagle Shirley in promos.
Who's the Mount Rushmore of Eagles fans?
Oh, God.
Jack? Shoulder pads guy?
Sean. Yep. Sean actually emailed me.
I am not getting involved in this.
The other day.
With the Mount Rushmore Eagle fans, guys.
Come on.
Mount Rushmore. Sean, Eagle Shirley. It doesn't even have to be like you go to all the games and you're notable at the game.
No, you're a notable fan.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're right. Those two are two of the most notable
Eagles
fans.
Definitely.
Yes.
I always think about Sean.
Sean was also there when I was a player. So
oh, yeah.
So I remember him on my playing days, yes.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, he was one of the first. Because you remember McNabb got drafted in 99, and Sean was going up to the Radio City Music Hall. Because the shoulder pads Eagles guy, that's one of the most famous Eagles fans.
Yeah, very recognizable.
Yes.
Yep.
Because he looks like one of the Road Warriors.
He does, yeah.
Yes.
Who did Hawk just pass away? It was Hawk that just passed away.
One of them just passed away?
Yeah, yeah. Laurinaitis' dad.
Yeah, he's
dad, yeah.
Oh, that's Animal.
That Animal?
Yeah.
Oh, I got him.
Yeah. I drank beers with Hawk.
You did?
I never told y'all this story.
You might have.
Over when I'm my rookie year or out at the airport at the Residence Inn, Marriott over there. Oh, it was a few of us. When we were rookies staying over there, if like mini camp and all that, and we had to be here that summer, and we were doing like the off-season program right before you go to training camp, well, we didn't have anywhere to live, most of us. So the late-round draft picks and the undrafted guys, we were staying out there. And I guess wrestling was in town that weekend or whatever or something.
So that's where he was staying.
And, dude, he was staying in the hotel that we were in and didn't have the paint on or anything. So he stops by one of the rooms that we're in.
Oh, he came in your room and
bought him? With a 12-pack. Like, he saw big guys walking through the hallways, and I bet he probably wondered, who the hell are these guys? Like,
yeah, he probably figured out.
Like, he didn't know if they
usual.
Were part of the wrestling card or whatever. Right. Yeah, so, you know, just like, I didn't know if he was a – he was either a wrestler or a football player.
Yeah, sure.
Being the size that he was. But anyway, he came in, sat down, and he's telling us about what it's like to wrestle, and then he finally lets it out who he is.
Oh, so he's telling stories without the paint. How
without
would you know?
The paint or anything, yes.
Without his shirt off.
Yeah, he had a shirt on. Yes, yes. He had a shirt on. He had pants on. It wasn't like Kirk Gibson.
No, he didn't have his wrestling tights on.
Yeah,
he didn't pass wind in your in the room.
No,
that you know about.
But that was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, he's one of the more famous professional wrestlers
Come
of the
on, man,
that
Legion of Doom.
Yeah, who is it?
What? Road Warrior Hulk.
Yeah. I don't know.
So probably the most famous
tag team
was the Road Warriors.
Man,
and then when they went to the WWF, they had to be called the Legion of Doom.
Yes.
But it was just that Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors, were originally what they were called in NWA. Oh, they were awesome.
Oh, they were the best,
Their
man.
Matches would be a minute long. They would just storm the ring and beat the hell out of everybody. And then they would do the finishing move and it would be over.
Yep.
And they had their face painted.
Yep. This guy only drank a 12-pack? Was that for breakfast?
Well, he might have been.
But that's what
before.
He came in with. Yeah. I don't know what he had before. Or after.
Yeah, this guy looks like he could put some down, honestly.
All right, back to the phones. We have. Look who's on the phone. Andy in Deptford. Andy.
Fellas, what's good? How we doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Andy?
Hey, man, that Super Eagles fan, Sean. I love that guy. But when I seen him in the stands with the shoulder pads on, I'm like, yo, Andy Reid, come on, get this guy in the game, coach. That just always cracked me up, a grown-ass man wearing shoulder pads to a game. That's just me, but hey, if that's his thing,
it's his thing. It's his thing.
Hey, Ike, man.
What's up, Ike?
The mighty Deptford Spartan 9U, big win again this week. We're primed for that Kingsway Dragons matchup.
You're going down, Andy.
Oh, stop it. Hey, man, we don't lose to the likes of Rutgers.
Well, you guys have to have a bet, like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, bet a cheesesteak or a Permane Brothers.
You just hit me with it. We don't lose to the likes of Rutgers.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
See what I got to deal with now?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, them Dragons going down to them Spartans. I'm just saying, we coming hungry.
I feel you. I might wind up popping over there to check you out.
All right, it's 1 o'clock.
Yep.
1 o'clock at your house. Okay. But as far as with the Eagles and the playoff scenario, long run, John, I just want to enjoy this season week to week. I can't get that far ahead. We're not built and primed to make that kind of run right now. If we get in the playoffs, whatever happens, happens. But I'm not thinking that far ahead, man. I'm just thinking about the Cowboys on Sunday night.
Well, I mean, I know you just do 1 week at a time, Andy. You can't possibly look ahead.
I mean,
like
you look
most
at this
fans.
Team, does this team really give you anything to look ahead towards?
Carson Wentz does.
Okay. So that's what I'm looking forward to this week, him staying upright and seeing how far he can carry this team.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'm taking wins over Ben DiNucci and whoever at quarterback Sunday.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, but then when you said when we hit that 5-game death row.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's when you really know how good this team can be.
Yeah.
Is during those games, right?
Yeah.
I think we know how good this team can be right now. I mean, we look at this defense. I saw Hargraves whiff on 2 tackles on back-to-back plays.
It stinks.
I'm like, are you kidding me? He had a quarterback lined up for a sack. And then the next play, he arm tackles Gallman, whatever that running back was. He didn't even attempt to tackle him.
Let me ask you a question, Andy. If Carson Wentz is playing like he's playing right now, the entire season, how many wins does the team have right now?
If he's playing
as of now?
At least 3. Yeah, like in Washington.
I would say 4.
Yeah, probably 4, maybe 3.
Minimum.
Right? So if that's the record right now, then you're saying, like, all right, like this team's okay.
You know what, though? Carson Wentz ain't playing for a tie in overtime. Carson Wentz ain't saying, you know what? In that situation, maybe I should have took a timeout and got a better 2-point conversion play in the next game.
That's a good point.
Carson Wentz ain't making them mistakes, man. Come on. The coach is putting the team in
bad situation. Yeah, but Andy, you know what, though? And thank you. Always great talking to you. If Carson wasn't in his own head or struggling to start the season.
No, you got 4 wins minimum.
Yeah.
Because you beat Cincinnati and Washington.
Yep.
I mean, minimum.
Yep. I agree. No, I agree. And then we're kind of looking at this a little bit differently. So as bad as they've been this year,
we'd be running away with this thing.
We would be.
I mean, the funny thing is, we still would have beaten bad teams, but we would be.
Oh, we'd be feeling good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they beat Baltimore or beat Pittsburgh, right? Like, those are the best teams they've faced, and the Rams. But if you got wins against Washington instead of having that tie against Cincinnati, and we're sitting at 4-3 right now, yeah, you feel a lot better.
We're talking Super Bowl or bust.
4-3, and then we're talking about getting healthy for the run of those five games. That's what we're talking about. Now,
is there a way to separate that, though? Like, I think there should be a way to separate how they're playing now versus how they're playing those three games.
I think there is a way to separate it, and John is trying to. I think he has the right idea. The problem is it's taking people longer to get there. Because you need quality wins.
Well, yeah.
Like, I think he has the right idea. He was talking about let the young guys play 2 weeks ago, all this other stuff, right? And the team can be good. And 2 weeks ago, I was like, no, dude, this is a bad team, and I need to see more. Well, compared to where I was 2 weeks ago, I feel better.
Yeah, you've seen some.
But we haven't beaten a quality opponent yet, nor have we played good for four quarters. And more importantly, as much as I love the Bronco, he still is having those what in the bleep are you doing moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're against Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I can understand you feeling the pressure to have to do something and you force it. But against the Giants, he shouldn't feel that way.
Yeah. If it's,
and he made plays where he felt like he needed to force the action.
If it's a better win against the Giants, people are feeling a little bit different.
Yes, if it's a cleaner win, yes, I agree.
If it's 30-18 and the Eagles clearly didn't, I mean, they like we said on Friday, if Evan Engram catches that ball, you're dealing with a one-win team right now. The Eagles are a one-win team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how close it was.
So, like I said, I think you got the right premise. I just think it's taking us longer to get there. I know it is for me.
Mm. Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Dallas. Scott's our Eagle fan in Dallas. What's up, Scott?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Scott?
Oh, man. You know, I think we can make a run here. I kind of like the way the schedule's setting up. If you look at it, we have some easy games coming up, or I won't call them easy, the games that we should win, where you start getting some guys back healthy. Everybody starts coming back. Hopefully you beat the Cowboys, beat the Giants again. I think we should be able to beat the Browns. The Browns are getting whooped by good teams. I mean, the Ravens and the Steelers put it on them. And then you go into that stretch. And the thing that I like about that stretch is you're facing all the teams that we basically would face in the playoffs. You're going to hit Seattle, Arizona, the Saints. You're also going to hit Green Bay. And the biggest thing that I think we have going for us going into that, we're not going to play a defense that was nearly as good as those two defenses we saw against the Steelers and the Ravens. That's 1-2
right
there.
That's a great point, yeah.
You know, Seattle's got a weak defense. They actually scare me the most, though, just because Russell Wilson, when he's on, is on another level. The Saints defense and the Packers defense is middle of the pack, and Arizona's not that strong either. If we can do what we did offensively in those games against the Steelers and Ravens, we should be able to hang in the game. The biggest thing is going to come down to defensive line. We saw with the Tampa Bay against Green Bay, it seems like a Green Bay's offensive line's a little suspect. If our D-line can get home against Aaron Rodgers, we should have a chance in that game because we saw what pressure can do to him. Seattle's always had a weak offensive line, but Russell Wilson just runs around. And we got to kind of contain him and Kyler Murray. But I really like our chances going in there because you have guys coming back. I think if you want to get into the playoffs and have a chance, play those teams before you get to the playoffs and then see what you can do.
Fair point. I mean, and here's the one good thing. That four-game stretch right there between Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Arizona, they could all four be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they could all four be in the playoffs. So, it's going to be a good stretch. Your D-line's going to have to play a lot better, right? We got to get a running game, I believe. Because, like, when you – and listen, we got weeks before this happens, but when you go to Cleveland, we're thinking about Baker Mayfield. That's the first name everybody really thinks about. Whereas I'm thinking about how the hell do we stop Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt?
Mm-hmm.
Our linebackers.
That's when they're at their best is when they're running the ball.
And that's what they really want to do.
Yeah.
run the ball. Baker threw 5 touchdowns yesterday, but Cincinnati's defense isn't very good.
No.
Like, when you're going up against a defensive line like the Eagles, the counter to that is try to run the ball against them. And now Cleveland doesn't have Odell Beckham Jr., our chances have increased of winning that game. But if you can't stop Nick Chubb, who will probably be back by then, and Kareem Hunt from running the football, you're going to be in trouble.
Yep.
Because they can run the ball for $150 on you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's how they win, for sure. That's what they want to do.
Yeah. They'd rather run the ball.
215-592-9494.
Seattle, boy, we got DK, Tyler.
Yeah.
Who's guarding Tyler Lockett?
How about Metcalf?
Well, Metcalf, I mean, at least you have Slay.
Well, yeah, Slay to guard Metcalf.
You have a chance. But, like, who? I don't know who's guarding Tyler Lockett. Is it Devontae? Is it Nickell Robey-Coleman?
Oh, God.
No, it can't be him.
Anyone but him?
Dude, did we saw Daniel Jones outrun him by, like, 10 yards.
Yeah, he lapped him.
And he gave up.
Meanwhile, DK him. Metcalf is.
Meanwhile, DK Metcalf is running down Buda Baker.
It was the
who
was,
had a head start on him.
It was the most impressive thing that I maybe saw all weekend because no one else was coming anywhere close to him. They were already falling out of the screen.
He ran by people on the way to get the Buda Baker. Yeah,
like the start that he had, he should even have come close to him.
Right?
You think Howie saw that and said, "I'm good."
I still can't get over how do you look at DK Metcalf and say, "Yeah, I'd rather have JJ Arcega-Whiteside than him"?
He's not a normal human being.
On looks alone.
If there was some red flags or something, Pete Carroll and the Seahawks are a team that says, "You know what? Like, I'll bring him in here and he'll
flags.
Be fine."
Did he commit armed robbery when he was at where'd he go? South Carolina? Where'd he go? Ole Miss.
It's the only reason that I could imagine that Howie would do that, or anybody would do that.
My goodness.
Marks and Reese. Coming up, we're going to throw something into the mix. It's the anniversary of an iconic movie premiere with one of the most iconic catchphrases in movie history. What are some of the most iconic movie catchphrases in movie history? And back in the Eagles as well. I think the Eagles can win a playoff game. At least a playoff game, Mike. Marks and Reese. Today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's for the best in-game experience. Chickies and Pete's, indoor and outdoor seating is available. Just go to chickiesandpetes.com. We're back with your phone calls after this. Let's talk about Gaida for a second, and it's that time of year, especially this morning, right? Like, it's been kind of mild throughout October, but once you start getting towards Halloween and then into November, you feel that cold weather, and it's coming through your windows. And if you have old, drafty windows, you're feeling it right now. And that's what you have to get with a company that helped me with my home projects, the experts, my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. And if you act now, you're getting a great deal. 20% off all windows and doors. Plus, Gaida allows you to start your project today, no money out of pocket, and you take up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. 3 years interest-free, 20% off the top. And once you get your new windows, you can start enjoying all the benefits of highly energy-efficient windows and doors. Increase comfort level of your home. Lower monthly energy bills. And the 20% off, and you can pay it off with no interest for up to 36 months. But you have to act now. This offer is for a limited time only. Restrictions do apply. For full details, call Gaida today to schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GAIDA or online at GoGaida.com. That's Go, GUIDA.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.